And we're here live on the Metal Command Show. Venom and James with Desert Rider, and that is off of their new album, Crow Valley Blues. And, of course, they have a CD release party coming up. And in the studio, live in the studio, I have the band here. Let's kind of go my left to right, you know, to say who's here and what's going on.
Thomas, what's happening?
Joe, guitar.
Jim, vocals.
And this is Aaron. You guess.
So you guys have a CD release party coming up, and let's first talk about that. Talk about what's going on with that. It's tomorrow night at the Maple Grove, correct?
And yes, with the Suede Brothers.
And just talk a little bit about the CD, when it was produced, the making of the album, and talk about your upcoming release party tomorrow night.
Well, we tracked and mixed the record throughout 2008 and part of 2009. And let's see, what else should we say about it? Thomas, anything? We recorded it ourselves.
It's been a long
time. We have a
nice, pretty nice studio. Warehouse space. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Aaron, say something, man.
I just did. I was singing a Rambo theme song. What do you want?
Doesn't help me, dude.
It's been a long time coming. We're totally stoked about tomorrow night. You know, if you're looking for something to do, you get on the Facebook
and tell all your friends where you're going to be tomorrow night, and that's at the Maple Grove.
Yeah.
Later this evening, we'll be down here at the campus of Baldwin Wallace at the Tri-Lambs Halloween festivities.
Get out of here, dude.
It's going to be amazing.
The rest of the news don't show up because they're party poopers. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
And I understand you have a new drummer in the band, and...
Well, he's not in the band necessarily, yeah. But he is filling in. It's Eric Matthews.
Oh, okay.
He's he also plays in Red Giant, and he is also in the Spud Monsters now again. Alter Boys, he's Propane.
He's been around. He's been in the scene
for a long time. He's a amazing drummer, killer drummer, good dude, hits hard, funny guy. He's a great addition to the live sound for sure.
Now we noticed you guys on this record, you guys put the Death's Wings EP on here, and you know, talk about this. Was this like a different album you guys recorded before? You have another album besides this one?
We have we released our debut album in 2007 called Left Hand Man, and the genesis of the Death's Wings EP, that comes from Bill Peters, our label president.
Auburn Records.
Yeah, Auburn Records. We'd finished the record and it had 8 tracks on it, and it was taking a little bit of time to get the record out for various reasons. And he said, well, you know, we got these people waiting for the record. Let's give them some extra tracks. Do you have anything laying around? Any other stuff recorded that we can use? So we happen to have this track called Death's Wings that we recorded during the sessions for the first record. But we left it off the record because we felt it didn't fit the flow of the album. So we kind of had that aside. And then we had some various demos and some other tracks recorded at a couple tracks at Summa. And... So we mixed those up, mixed up the Summa tracks, and Bill had suggested maybe remixing Abu Ghraib, which was the most popular song off that first record. So we went ahead and did a new mix of that and added some other audio elements to the beginning. And that became the EP, and we tacked it on the end to kind of as a bonus for anybody that had been waiting for the record to come out.
Now talk about how you ended up meeting Bill Peters and getting an Auburn Records, and you know, how did that go for you? Like, well, how did that end up happening for you, I guess I should say?
Well, we had we self-released the first record, and Bill had heard about us from a friend of ours, Gary Pfluger, who used to own Ultrasound Music when it was around.
Yeah.
And he'd been telling Bill about us for a while, because we went to high school with Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always been in contact with Thomas, or, you know, one of us, mostly Thomas. And Tom had played him some of the stuff, and Gary knew about the band, and he'd been telling Bill about this band. And Bill, you know, was like, yeah, you know, everybody tells me about these bands. And the way Bill tells the story, Gary had been trying to hip him to us for like a year. So one of the times Bill goes into Ultrasound Music to purchase his albums for his show, and Gary just happened to be playing our record when Bill walked in. I don't know if he saw Bill in the parking lot and put it on, or if he just had it on or what. Bill walks in and he's like, hey, what's this that you're playing around? This is cool. I'm going to buy this. Gary's like, it's that Venom and James band I've been telling you about. You know, finally, here it is. So that's how he first heard about us. And then, of course, he played us on his show, Metal on Metal. And then we kind of became friends with him, and he would add us to some of his shows that he would put on, his Auburn shows. Mm-hmm. And we were going to self-release Crow Valley Blues. And we got kind of mixed up in the whole Phil Lehrer thing. I don't know if your listeners know about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad blood with that. Luckily,
yeah,
it's
a long story.
Luckily, yeah. I kind of wasn't really playing out when that happened, so I'm glad I didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, he was...
Long, convoluted.
He wasted a lot of our time.
He wasted a lot of our time.
A lot of people.
You aren't the only one.
Yeah. I know. We have all of our friends are constantly have their stories, too. But we were asking Bill for advice on that situation. And through those conversations, I asked him one time. I said, hey, do you want to help us put this thing out? I mean, I wasn't expecting him to add us to Auburn or anything.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to get advice or, you know, how can we get funding? And he said, well, I'll put it out. And the next thing you know, we're Auburn's newest band, and he was, like, getting really behind the thing, and there it is.
Awesome. So we're going to play another track off the record. It's called it's one of my favorite songs. It's called Make No Mistake.
Yeah. That seems to be the consensus. A lot of people are loving that
track. It's the hit. Any specific theme behind the track? Anything, you know, heavy rock? Jim?
Make No Mistake, I was having a bad day when I wrote that. Feeling a little negative. I guess it's just about self-reliance, mm-hmm. I would say, primarily. You can't rely on anyone. You have to make things happen yourself in life, and that's what the song's about. It's pretty straightforward. You can listen to it and come to your own conclusion, I guess.
Well, here you go. Make No Mistake by Venom and James. And Make No Mistake, that's Make No Mistake by Venom and James. And, of course,
what are you singing over there, dude?
Fame.
Are you singing something?
Fame.
I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly. Fame.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Sorry. We were talking before that song ended.
Hey, it's okay. So, talk about the show now. I'm looking at the CD. Proceeds of the disc go to the Jared Costin Memorial Fund, and maybe talk about you guys taking donations at the show. And
well, we would take donations at the show. We're not actively soliciting them.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, every time a CD is sold, I think a dollar of each sale goes into the fund, and it's going to go to his kids.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
For anybody who's not fully aware, that's our drummer passed away. So
yeah, June 1st of this year, our drummer Jared passed away from cancer, stemming from melanoma. So stay out of those tanning booths.
And there was a pretty big outpouring from the community, the metal community, the rock and roll community, all over. So whether or not you're aware of the story, that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what anybody knows, but
it's just not something I want to bring up.
No, it's cool. We're cool with not.
It was a heavy time actually for the band. The best thing to do is to move forward, honor our brother, and continue on with the band. And, so you see, there was, Bill Peters helped us out a lot with Auburn Records and got a lot, the metal community behind us and really helped the family out during this time. It was rough. And there's still, people helping out, which we totally appreciate and everything. Mm-hmm. Like Joe said, we're not actively soliciting for the show itself, per se, but,
We will accept donations.
Absolutely.
And there's a PayPal account.
We set up for his kids,
It's
jaredcostinfund@gmail.com.
That's the email address on PayPal. And any donations that go to that PayPal account, they go directly to his fund and his kids.
Now, I thought it was amazing. And, it was very – I had a lot of stuff going on real life-wise when, you guys had that going on. But I thought it was amazing the amount of people that really supported and helped you guys out.
It
helped out his family.
It blew my mind. I mean, I couldn't, get a deep here for a second, and the week when it was happening, when he was passing and all the heavy stuff was happening, I was, just did a Google search on Venom and James, and there was stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, from all over the world, people were commenting, and the story was, there was the Toronto Sun, Miami Herald, women's magazines, like everybody had a little article about it. It was pretty mind-blowing, really.
Yeah. Well, not to mention some bands that were touring over in Europe, like, sent messages. Like Eric Singer from Kiss sent a message for Jared. Angela Gossow from Arch Enemy actually went out on into the newswire and talked about Jared and talked about.
She's actually stayed in contact. She stayed in contact with her back and forth, and she's. That's pretty amazing. She's really taken an interest in the situation.
I mean, it just goes to show, you know,
has donated money and it's really
the metal community and you know, people who like hard, heavy music. You know, they stick together. There's like, regardless of everybody has their own style of this and that, but like, the people in this community really stick together a lot. It's really you know, it's pretty kick ass. That's what it is.
Yeah. You wouldn't. I mean, people look at metalheads, you know, the stereotypical metalhead or somebody that likes hard rock or whatever, and they're like, well, he's like a scumbag or you know, he's this or he's that. There's no way that he's going to have compassion for somebody like some guy they don't even know.
Yeah.
And not the case. People were coming out of all over the place.
I've never seen anything like it in my life, actually.
Yeah.
It was very encouraging.
And veteran people from the scene in Cleveland really got behind it. I mean, like,
you know, Jared was a low-key guy, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't, you know, a scenester kind of dude who everybody knew or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, just his music and our music and the band's impact on the scene and just everybody's, you know, they just kind of realized, you know, we need to step up for our brother, our fellow brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing, really. So, thanks, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to play another track off of this record.
What we got here?
Penitentiary Glen.
Ooh, wow.
Now, is there an interesting theme, or everyone, you guys are looking at me like, ooh, wow, is there any interesting story behind this one, or is it?
Well, this is one
we've never played it live. Yeah.
We will soon.
We will be, I'm sure. Okay. But
you throwing down the gauntlet, dude?
Yeah, I just threw down the gauntlet.
It's about a real place. Penitentiary Glen's a real place in Kirtland.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of differing stories as to why it was named that.
Well, some interesting thing is nobody even really thinks of why it's named that.
Yeah.
And that it really has a reason why it was named that.
If you were to listen, when you listen to it, just I think we actually did a pretty good job of conveying the vibe of the general area, and Jim's lyrics on it too pretty much nail what this song I think is pretty much about.
Awesome. So here you go. Penitentiary Glen here on the Metal Command Show. This is Venom and James, and we'll be back after this. And that is Penitentiary Glen off of this record. Now, you know what interesting thing is, you guys produced this album yourselves, and, you know, out of curiosity, do you do any type of work for, like, other bands, or do you record anybody, or have you thought about doing that?
I think we would if they had interest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I do a little bit. This is Thomas. I do a little bit here and there at the studio, kind of for friends, you know, stuff like that. And obviously that's kind of how we'd like, you know, like wouldn't mind growing it, but if anybody out there was definitely interested in that.
Well, both of you worked at the Lava Room and went to the recording workshop, and I mean, you know, they're trained and they bring the stuff back home, and you know, that's how we're able to do it. So it'd be really cool to, you know, this is what
we'd love to
do.
Record some of our fellow Cleveland bands, there's no doubt, especially our buddies,
absolutely.
But or anybody that really wants, you know.
Now, you know, so everybody knows, you know, web addresses and, you know, what's your website address and how can people get a hold of you guys, hear your music and stuff like that?
Right now you can get a hold of us, myspace.com/VenomandJames, facebook.com/VenomandJames, and then we have VenomandJames.com. That's going to be opening back up pretty soon. You can get a hold of us through all those. You can get a hold of us through Auburn Records, too. Bill's got contact info on there, I think.
If you type in Google, as all the kids do, as soon as you type Venom, guess what comes up?
Venom and James.
Venom and James, top search, brother.
Now, besides your CD release party, do you have any other shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, November 27th, we're playing at Nemeth's with the Suede Brothers and F'n Sweet. I can't really say the real name. And actually, that's a birthday party for Gary Pfluger, who owned Ultrasound.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy, crazy fest.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. Yeah. And then I think that's really going to be it for the rest of the year, because we actually are working on the next record already.
Awesome.
Before Jared was incapacitated with the illness completely, we had been doing pre-production on album 3, and while we were doing it, Tom had the foresight to track the drums properly.
Yeah.
So throughout all that, we actually have many, many takes of usable drums for the next record. So we have eight to 12 songs ready for the next record. So we're going to be working on that and try to release it in spring. And then, plus we also, I should mention this, the label that just re-released that Pooh Bah record, mm-hmm. Ripple Music, they are taking our first album, Left MN, and they're putting it out on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing a remix, and we're going to record two bonus tracks. So that'll come out in the spring. So
that's, I've been on vinyl my whole life.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, man. I can't wait to see it.
I believe it was like a multi-cent deal.
Yeah. Multi-cent? Are you like scratch and sniff?
No.
No, like 5 cents?
Big change.
Oh. Well, I'm going to play another favorite track of mine, and I actually played this last week. A song called Cosmonaut.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a rocker.
We got a video out for that one.
Yeah, there's a video for this. Oh, yeah. Video. We are, amongst all of us here, we're all artists, and we all do all their stuff. Aaron's an illustrator and tattoo artist. I do graphic design, but I'm also a filmmaker. And all these guys, we all work together and make films, so we want to do video for other people. We actually did a video for Eternal Legacy that was on the Dead Matter DVD.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking to do that for other people now, and et cetera. So if you go to YouTube, you can see our videos up there.
DIY, baby.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Cosmonaut. And we're back here on the Metal Connection. That was Cosmonaut. You know, that's one of my favorite tracks off of this record, actually.
Cool.
And, you know, kind of curious, what kind of theme is behind that one?
That song is, it's kind of like,
from what I've read.
Oh, here we go.
It's a viewing macro vision of the micro experience. It's kind of dark, say that? Heavy stuff.
Did you say that somewhere? Did you say that somewhere?
No. It's kind of like viewing your life and the time continuum from a much larger perspective and identifying with the fact that our lives are...
Here's the fact.
Just a...
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a big bang, right?
Just listen to it, and whatever you think it means to you, that's what it means.
From the stars we were born, that's what that's about, dude.
And we shall return.
And you shall return.
Eventually.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
That's right on the money.
All right,
Yoda.
Then you guys have anything like, any like song titles or any like a title for your album that's coming up you want to release sometime next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the album's going to be called Unholy Mountain.
Unholy Mountain.
And we have, I think we're at 10 tracks, and then we have a couple of instrumental jams, and we're deciding what to do with those. And it's a lot doomier sounding than Crow Valley Blues. It's pretty heavy.
It's going to be killer.
And we've been playing some of the tracks of that out live for a year or so before Crow Valley Blues came out. So a lot of those songs are road tested, kind of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm psyched. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, spring of 2011, we're going to have that ready.
Now, notice you guys have have a lot of press going behind this. I mean, I see you guys featured everywhere. The Scene, Friday Magazine, I mean, everywhere. And... how's the reception been for the record so far of everybody that's heard it?
We're getting good response from people that we talk to. Yeah, yeah. The reviews haven't really kind of come out yet. That's going to be happening soon. I think a lot of people, magazines and web, like blogs and stuff, they kind of have it. And so we don't really know what like the review sphere is kind of doing with it, but just people that we talk to or we get emails from people telling us that they really love it and the wait was worth it kind of thing, which is cool to hear.
And the cool thing is this is a long time coming for all of us. We've been all playing for so long, and it's really cool to kind of finally see it all turn around and, get some respect for what you've been doing, I mean, it's really awesome.
Well, the other thing I can say is, this band, there's, no gimmicks, really.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wear costumes, and we don't have makeup, and we don't rely on a lot of technical trickery up on stage. It's like just a rock and roll band that happens to be pretty heavy, and pretty much what you see is what you get, and the songs come from the heart, the writing comes from the heart, the lyrics mean something, they come from a real place. It's don't know, it's not a lot of pretense. We just,
no, I mean, we're just
we play music that we like, right? I mean,
we're dudes who went to shows, hard rock shows, all the time, and, you know, we're finally all in the band that we always wanted to be in, you know, it's really great.
Now,
join us.
Now, what bands really influenced a lot of you guys? I mean, what music, what bands do you like now, and what bands really influenced you to become musicians? I know it's a typical question, but, you know, I've...
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Well, there's a lot of varied bands.
We all kind of, you know, we all like heavy, hard music, of course, mm-hmm. you know, but we all kind of like different things, you know. I listen to anything from crazy sitar music, Ravi Shankar-style stuff, classical music, you know. I grew up listening to R&B with my dad, you know, Motown type stuff, and but everything, you know. But then when I got of age, you know, start going to rock and roll shows and just like digging on the local bands. I mean, without like tromping into the ground, I think that, you know, we're like a blend of all the classic Cleveland sounds, because there's definitely a unique Cleveland sound. I mean, whenever I hear a band, I can be like, that's from Cleveland.
Yeah, if you think about like Ringworm and Craw and Red Giant and
Fuck
Structure
and Unified Culture and so many things, dude.
Going way back.
Yeah. So there's this unique sound that's coming from Cleveland, and you know, we don't directly mock it or copy it per se, and we're not like trying to, but I definitely feel it in there with Disengage and all these type of things.
Yeah, Disengage. You know, there's always the typicals too, like we all love Sabbath and
the Cloud Cover.
Yeah. You know, Caius and
Entombed.
I hear a lot of Black Sabbath in your music.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're all huge Black Sabbath fans.
Like, what I mean, I hear a lot of like, you know, old Black Sabbath, like older Black Sabbath. Like, you know, I kept thinking when I was listening to this album, I kept thinking Sabotage is what I kept thinking. I don't know why.
Cool.
The Sabotage album. That was kind
of
like,
a lot of people consider that the last good of the Ozzy era, last good record of the Ozzy era. So that's like anything from the first album to Sabotage. All, if you blend all those sounds together, like, speaking of, for me, my first guitar I ever learned how to play, any songs I learned how to play, were off of those records.
Yeah.
So clearly the hugest influence on me. I still listen to them all the time today.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm really into this band. It's called Attack Attack.
You
Attack,
are not.
Attack.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen that video?
Don't make me clap.
Oh, my God, dude. Talk about gimmick time, man.
On the air.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, yeah, do yourself a favor and look that up.
Yeah, no. YouTube it when you get back.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You'll love
it. Is it, like, really ridiculous?
It's
like Dragon Force ridiculous?
Dragon Force is actually
of the music
would be considered a huge, huge step up from this band. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Not to diss on Dragon Force. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Dragon Force, but at least those guys are about what they're about and they're a real band, you know?
Yeah. So, is it the Guitar Hero version of what a metal band should be?
I can't even describe it. They have the worst look ever.
Just YouTube it.
Stupidest riffs, and they have auto-tune.
Vampires?
They're just like those guys.
Oh, yeah, that's
Vampires everywhere. Music, but
yeah, those are, yeah, we're not negative at all.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play another song off here. This is Death's Wings off of Brennan James's, I guess, new album, Crow Valley Blues.
Turn it up, brothers.
And that's Death's Wings. And, hey, you know, really quick, it's the first time I've ever done this before on my show, but since I have equipment not functioning properly, I'll have you guys do a station ID. And who wants to do it?
I think Aaron wants to do it.
Aaron, you want to do it?
Yeah. What?
Say, hey, it's Aaron from Venom and James, and you're listening to the Metal Command on 88.3 WBWC.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you remember that?
What is it?
WBWC. Just can you say it real fast?
Yeah.
There you go, right there. So go ahead
and
say it.
Hey, this is Aaron. And you're listening to the Metal Command.
This is Aaron.
On from Venom and James. You guys say you're from Venom and James. You gotta know where you're from.
Dude, you don't swear, dude.
You blew it. So, go
ahead. This is Thomas from Venom and James, and you're listening to the Metal Command on 89.3. 88.3.
I'm keeping it like that.
Sorry, dude.
Keep it like that.
I'm going to. There you go. Well, anyway, hey, it was great. Hey, it was great to have you guys down on the show, seriously. You know, first time I've ever met you guys. I've saw you guys live, like I said, back about a year ago, and really liked it. I don't, unfortunately, get the time to go out to a lot of shows, but I do when I can, and
cool.
I will try to make it out tomorrow night if things.
Are you going to go to Bill's Iron Ingo show on December 11th?
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, maybe he didn't. Oh, I don't know if he announced it yet. We're playing Beachland, December 11th.
Cool. I love the Beachland. Huh? Best, probably my favorite sound in Cleveland right now, playing at the Beachland.
It's a coolest venue, definitely.
It is cool.
Sounds good. Well, hey, anyway, going to play Tierra Muerta.
Yep.
And, this is
going to be the last track we play off the record for the night. But, yeah, check it out. Crow Valley Blues, Venom and James. Look them up online. Obviously, for a top Google search, you'll be able to find it. And, you know, it should be
top Google search.
That's right.
It should be pretty
or
easy.
Or Bing, so. If that's your flavor.
Yeah, that's great. Bing, yeah. I hate Bing, by the way.
Too. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
So
here you go. Here's the last
thanks
song.
For us,
thanks for having us. Hey, it was great having you on. Here you go.
Brother.
See everybody next hour.
Yeah. Peace.